Hello, and welcome to Mission Moments, Episode 8. Your reader today is Tara. Mission Moments is an employee-created podcast where we share stories from Valleywide providers about the moments where we go the distance for our patients. Valleywide Health Systems is committed to providing high-quality, safe, effective, and integrated healthcare services in a respectful and inclusive manner for all, with special consideration for medically underserved populations. Mission Moments remind us that every patient interaction is a chance to make a difference. Please be aware that Mission Moments may deal with difficult or traumatic experiences that our patients face. Patients have been assigned false names for ease of reading and to protect patient information. Today's episode has two short stories, so please listen all the way to the end. One day, a medical provider tasked our behavioral health provider to reach out to a patient, John, regarding feelings of depression and lack of motivation, which was resulting in isolation. The behavioral health provider reached out to John and introduced themselves, their role, and the scope of behavioral health services. John stated that he is a former mental health worker and familiar with many of the approaches, techniques, and breathing exercises, and was actually a little skeptical about what could be accomplished in several 30-minute sessions. Our provider validated John's concerns and apprehensions regarding the limited time frame. Later, John shared that he told his PCP that he would give it a try. The behavioral health provider worked with John for 5 weeks, meeting him once per week for 30 minutes over the phone. The provider helped John voice challenges, hear certain statements, reflected back, received validation, and helped hold John accountable for committing to practices. The behavioral health provider reminded John about several gratitude practices and the art of being curious with the present moment, which John had not taken into account on his own. The behavioral health provider also helped convey to John that it is okay to be a mental health worker and reach out for help at the same time. John voiced how helpful the time was working with our behavioral health provider, even though he was apprehensive in the beginning. John was open to connecting with a counselor at the outpatient counseling center to continue exploring some more in-depth feelings of fear and failure, which seemed to be fueling his depression and inability to move forward in life. A patient, Jane, came to the front desk of the administrative services building looking for her care coordinator. Jane couldn't remember the care coordinator's name, and her phone broke. She really wanted to talk to the care coordinator to let her know her phone was not working. The front desk called an employee to help the patient. We knew who Jane's care coordinator was, so we gave her the name. Jane was so excited and asked if she could call her. We tried calling Erica, but she was at lunch. Jane moved here over a year ago from New Jersey for AmeriCorps and doesn't have any friends or family here. She became teary-eyed and said Erica has been the only person she can count on here. Erica is kind, genuine, loyal, non-judgmental, and she has helped her so much this last year. Jane couldn't say enough about how amazing Erica is.